On This Day with Gunners and Ally.
It's Monday the 25th of November. Let's check out what happened on this day. Today, celebrating a birthday, Ben Stein, the US actor, writer and commentator, is 75, most well known for this.
Bueller.
Yeah, the economics teacher in Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Bueller.
Kerry O'Keefe, the former Aussie cricketer, is 70 today. Imran Khan, the Pakistani cricketer, is 67. Amy Grant, the American singer, is 59. Scott Cam, Aussie TV presenter of The Block, is 57.
Toes down!
Tim Friedman, the Aussie singer, songwriter and frontman for the Whitlams, is 55. Nikki Buckley, former hostess on Sale of the Century when it was going, is 54 today. Jill Hennessy, the Canadian actress, starred as Dr. Jordan Kavanagh in Crossing Jordan. She's 51. Christina Applegate, the American actress who was Kelly Bundy in Married with Children. And of course, she starred in Anchorman with Will Ferrell. She's 48 today. And Peter Siddle, Australian test cricketer, is 35.
It was on this day in 1867 that dynamite was patented in the US by Alfred Nobel. So impressed were they that they named a Peace Prize after him.
In 1884, evaporated milk was patented by John Mayenberg of St. Louis, Missouri.
John Lennon returned his MBE to the Queen on this day in 1969.
Who returns an MBE to the Queen?
John Lennon.
Why?
Apparently it was something to do with Britain's foreign policy at the war in Vietnam, I think.
Yeah, right. In 1984, Band-Aid recorded this little gem. Of course, Do They Know It's Christmas? Became the biggest selling single of all time in the UK at the time. Been beaten now by Elton John.
The Bodyguard, starring Whitney Houston and Kevin Costner, opened in US cinemas on this day in 1992.
And in 2001, The Wiggles became the first Aussie group to appear in America's famous Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade in New York.
Just a few of the things that happened on this day, Monday, the 25th of November.